several calls from across the country today from people that are extremely happy and slept for the first time in weeks knowing that he is in custody.
A nationwide search for a wanted man ends peacefully in Haines, and a suicide bomber in Afghanistan is responsible for the death of a former Skagway resident. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A recently retired Coast Guard captain is Alaska's new ferry chief. Mike Newsell will take over the post in early March. He'll be Deputy Commissioner for Marine Operations for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Newsell was a Coast Guard aviator and ran statewide search and rescue operations. He also served as chief of staff for the District 17 Admiral. The district includes all of Alaska. Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan says he liked Newsell's broad experience.
He's been assigned in Alaska in various locations, Sitka, Kodiak, and Juneau, 12 years of his 30-year career. So he knows Alaska well. He knows the Marine Highway very well because he spent a lot of time on it. And I'm very excited that he is elected to join our team, and he's going to really round out what I believe is a very strong leadership team.
Lucan named his other two deputy commissioners earlier. Stephen Hatter is in charge of aviation, and Pat Kemp runs highway operations. The commissioner presented Newsell to the Marine Transportation Advisory Board at a teleconferenced meeting Wednesday morning. Board members earlier resisted okaying the appointment until they had a chance to discuss qualifications with Lucan. The board voiced support after meeting in a closed-door session. Haines' Robert Venables was among members praising the appointment.
It's good to see a candidate come forward that's got not only head knowledge, but he's been on board, and he's ridden ferries, and I think that he's going to serve the system well.
Newsell retired from the Coast Guard last June after 30 years in the service. He replaces Jim Beadle, who left in December after 37 years with the Marine Highway System. General Manager John Falvey has been filling in. A wanted man in Oregon was arrested in Haines Tuesday after being tracked down by out-of-state police officers. 31-year-old Daniel John Lee had violated a court order in Oregon, resulting in a misdemeanor warrant, but it was a string of hostile online postings by Lee that instigated the nationwide search for him, says Sergeant Coleus with Clackamas County Police Department in western Oregon.
He was making a lot of posts on his Facebook accounts and on his website that were alarming. We believe that he has an undiagnosed mental condition, and they just became so alarming that we finally pushed to have the warrants extraditable, and when we learned where he was, we had the local police go get him.
Coleus was one of the officers looking for Lee, a part-time resident in his jurisdiction, for the past few weeks. It was a tip from a Haines resident that led the team to ultimately finding Lee, who has four warrants in Oregon.
He believes that he's a prophet from God, and actually his website is based on his prophecies and other biblical items. But he started prophesizing or saying he was prophesizing violent things to happen to certain people and government entities in the name of God. And just his rhetoric became more and more alarming to us that, and to his family down here, that we just pushed for him getting into custody so we can get him some help, really.
Chief Gary Lowe of the Haines Police Department says six officers found Lee visiting the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haines on Tuesday and brought him in without incident.
On the 8th, Clackamas County called me in, said that they had modified the warrant so that it was extraditable and valid in all 50 states, and they requested that we pick him up. So based mostly on the reputation that the man had for violence and the fact that one of the warrants was for resisting arrest, we took quite a bit of precautions. We had three Haines police officers, two state troopers, and an Alaska Park officer that were involved and present at the time that Mr. Lee was located and taken into custody. And he gave us absolutely no problem whatsoever.
But Haines police had already been keeping an eye on Lee for some time after receiving warning calls from people around the country.
We had received several reports from concerned citizens around the country and from Clackamas County, Oregon, that Mr. Lee was staying in town. At the time, we were told that there was a several warrants for him out of Clackamas County, but they were not valid outside of the state of Oregon. So we just had kind of generated some intelligence and was keeping an eye on the situation. And there were people that were quite concerned based on his reputation and some of the posts that he was making on the internet, that harm was going to come to people.
However, Chief Lowe and Sergeant Coleus say Lee was never aggressive towards anyone in Haines and that they don't believe he intended to hurt anyone there.
That knowledge is a powerful thing, and it's always good to know, even if you don't take action on anything. So the knowledge that we had that Mr. Lee was here and some of the thoughts that other people had provided us towards his behavior. No one in town had seen any example of Mr. Lee threatening or causing any problems, but for us to know that that possibility existed was certainly helpful to us.
He just is escalating in his rhetoric about end times and his prophecy that, you know, certain people are going to burn in the lake of fire and things like that. But, you know, I haven't seen him actually take any action on any of that rhetoric. We just wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to act on his threats, if you will. But I never thought you guys were up there at risk. I thought he'd come back down here and, you know, do something. But, yeah, he's gone now.
Besides operating a religious website, Lee is also a common figure around Portland's public squares and street corners, where he preaches Old Testament-based principles to passing crowds. His most recent online postings directed hostility at Clackamas County officials and his ex-wife. Again, Haines Police Chief Gary Lowe.
I don't know what his history is in Oregon. The people that do claim to know are very afraid of him. I got several calls from across the country today from people that are extremely happy and slept for the first time in weeks knowing that he is in custody. I don't want to say that this guy is not a dangerous character. The behavior that he exhibited in Haines was not that. But there are people across the country that definitely slept better knowing that he was in custody.
Daniel John Lee was arraigned in Haines District Court, charged as a fugitive of justice, and is being held on a $150,000 bail. He'll remain in the Haines Rural Jail facility until weather permits him to be transported to Lemon Creek Correction Center in Juneau. Meanwhile, Sergeant Coleus in Oregon says he supposes Lee might have chosen Haines, Alaska for a reason.
I guess he went there to hide, thinking there was this huge manhunt out for him, which there wasn't until, you know, we finally got the governor's office to approve us to extradite him for these. Really, they're not serious charges. They're misdemeanors, not of a violent nature. It's just violation of a court order. Wanted to put a bunch of people at rest who were alarmed by his postings.
Retired U.S. Customs and Border Protection Officer David Hillman had almost 40 years of federal service, including time in Skagway, when he moved to Afghanistan to mentor border officers there. This week, Hillman's former colleagues at the Skagway border learned from the Department of Homeland Security that Hillman was killed by a suicide bomber in Kandahar, Afghanistan, earlier in the week. David Hillman, a Western New York native, was a supervisory customs officer during the evening shift at the Skagway Port of Entry in 2007 and 2008. It was one of the last ports he would be assigned to before his retirement in 2009.
Well, we were shocked, of course, especially that way. I mean, you know, we would have expected maybe a heart attack or a traffic accident or something, but not a suicide bomber.
Port Director Boyd Worley supervised Hillman when he worked at the Skagway border crossing.
We heard about it from a friend back in D.C. in Customs Headquarters when the initial wire came in. We couldn't really talk about it at the time because even his wife and kids hadn't been notified. He was the decision maker at a time when the bosses weren't on duty in Anchorage, even though we had sometimes to call the big boss at home at night if something was out of our realm of responsibility or something that we couldn't actually make a ruling on without checking with the higher-ups.
Hillman began his career decades earlier, in 1973. Current Skagway border officer and former Haines border officer Chuck Hain was only a boy when Hillman began his career in Chuck's hometown of Buffalo, New York. Hillman went on to serve various assignments, including customs inspector, supervisor program manager, and before his retirement 2 years ago, as port director at Halifax International Airport. He also worked at the Alcan Port of Entry near Beaver Creek. His former co-workers in Skagway remember him as a smart man who had a firm way of doing business, and he enjoyed leisure activities like fishing in his free time.
His off-duty time, he liked to go sit on a park bench across from the Red Onion Saloon and stroke his mustache while he smoked these big cigars, and people watched. He was kind of a people watcher.
In his retirement, Hillman was a civilian working as a border mentor and advisor in Afghanistan when the attack occurred at the Inland Customs Warehouse in Kandahar. Three other retired customs workers were injured in the attack. Hillman will be laid to rest in Buffalo next week. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano issued a statement Tuesday saying, quote, like many former DHS employees, Mr. Hillman was continuing to serve his country by contributing his vast knowledge and experience. I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. Thanks for listening to Your Local News on KHNS. We appreciate your support.